Hello and welcome to Empower Others Radio Show. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, and I'm excited that you're with me today. We're going to share with you a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment, a word to motivate you to live your best life now. We want you to live life purposely. So get ready, get ready, get ready to receive all that we have for you today on Empower to Empower Others. Well, hello, hello, hello. Hey, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Empower to Empower Others. Man, what a phenomenal day this has been. This has been. And I'm so grateful to be able to share with you all even now to empower you. Tonight, we're just going to have an open forum. We want to just encourage and empower you. Grateful to have Pastor Linda in the room. Pastor Linda, God bless you. Thank you for being with us.
God bless you, Apostle. It is good to be present. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that was a good conversation. Well, a good word that you brought with Master's Touch this evening. That was really, really good.
I am grateful. You know, along with that, today earlier we talked about fretting not. And, you know, in this hour, so many people with the state of the world, the state of the economy, so many people are overwhelmed, they're anxious, they're worrying, they're fretting because of all the things that are going on in life. And I just think it's important. I mean, we all have moments when we go, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, like, mm-hmm. Oh, God, what is going on now? But I think it's so important that we be able to stand on the word of God, rely on the power of God to get us through those moments when we don't think we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been, like, a favorite scripture or something that's gotten you through when you're having challenging times? Is there like a go-to for you?
For me? Yes, absolutely. I use one of my go-to scriptures is Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and there be any praise, think on these things.
Yes.
Yeah, and all of those things, Apostle, are good, wholesome, pleasant things. And so when I think of that scripture, I'm thinking of my mind. Mm-hmm. What is my mind fixed on? And because one of the things that you said tonight when you were speaking, and Pastor Lois has always said that, behind every emotion was a thought.
Absolutely.
I thought something, and then I began to feel a certain way. But
Amen.
If I think on those things that are honest, just, and pure, all the things that are coming from God, all the things that Holy Spirit are bringing to me so it can keep me in the right frame of mind. You know, I think of that other scripture, he will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Everything, that the mind is the battlefield. And once, you know, what came to mind is, we, you know, something come to your mind, but you don't have to allow it in.
Yes.
You know, oftentimes we say, this came to mind, but I didn't entertain it. I didn't allow it to take residence. And I did not act on what my mind was telling me, because oftentimes that mind is that soulish realm, and we have to operate in the spiritual realm. So now I'm going to be quiet for a little bit.
No, don't be quiet. Don't be quiet.
You just asked me for a scripture, but you know.
No,
you did exactly
what needed to be done. I was asking my husband if he had one he wanted to share. Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. I think that that's one that I hold on to and that I encourage people with, because in this hour, we have to be strong. And it does take courage to confront the things that are before us. I mean, even from gas prices, food prices, you know, gun regulation and everything else. You have to be strong and courageous, because if not, fear would creep in and keep you bound in the house. I mean, we just finished the pandemic with COVID, and we'll turn around and be in another pandemic because of fear of being offended or afflicted or shot or anything. We have to be strong and courageous, knowing that the Lord our God is with us. He is always with us. He says, it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. And so we're encouraging you even with that scripture, that God is always going to be with you. He's going with you. He's in you. He's going to be right there with you through everything.
Mm-hmm.
Be strong and courageous and move forward in the things of God, knowing that he's right there with you. Honey, did you have one? Psalm 23, Benny. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I could stop right there.
yeah.
Don't go too far on that
because I want to go back to Deuteronomy 31:6. But go ahead. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
No,
oh,
no,
my.
I could stop right there. That's enough right there.
Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Come on, sis.
But, you know, I think when these scriptures come to us or they become our favorite scripture, you know, you have to go into that scripture. What is it saying, and what is it saying to me? What does that mean for me? You know, because for me, when I hear the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, it may take me to a different place than Elder Benny, because, that's a scripture for him, and we all deal with different things.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hear it, you know, yes, we could stop right there, you know, and go on and start thinking, what is it you're wanting for? What is it you're needing? And to know that you don't need to want for anything, because God is your provision. He is the source.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
He is the source and the resource.
Yeah, and the resource. He is the source that provides the resources.
Everyone,
I don't know if we were talking about that on Seeking Truth one night or whatever. Oftentimes we look at the job as a source, but the job is a resource that God has provided. Because he is Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
He is our provider. And so when we get into that and start thinking about it, that's the way we got to see it. And I like the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yeah. And we think about what shepherds do. They provide for their sheep.
Yes.
And they guide their sheep. They protect their sheep.
He leave the 99 to go find one.
But he makes sure that the 99 is protected before he leaves it. You know,
he makes sure
they have provisions and that they are protected before he go get that one. And then, you know, they say that sometimes there's one sheep that will keep going astray and will lead others astray. And so oftentimes that the shepherd would break the leg of that sheep and put him on his shoulder and carry him where he needs to go.
My Lord.
Look at the division. You think about the wolves that always want to get in, but he laid himself in front of the gate so that nothing, the sheep won't get out and the wolves won't come
in.
Because they say if you come in other way, any other way than through
any
the gate, you're a thief and a robber.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
About,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It shall not work. It's about being in the midst of the sound right now. Like, you have to hear him and feel him and move with him. And when the Spirit of God is desiring to encourage us and empower us, you got to be willing to go with the flow. Just go with the flow. And you'd be like, God, where you at? God, what you doing? God, what? He said, just trust me and go with the flow. And that's why I still, you said it, like going back to Deuteronomy 31:6. Do not fear or be in dread of them.
Right.
Don't fear anything. Don't dread anything. I'm right here.
For the Lord thy God is with thee. And we know that this is Old Testament, and God was with them then.
Yes.
But he is with us now, and not only with us, but he is in us. Oh, man. So he said, and he won't let us fall, or he won't let us fail.
No.
And he won't forsake us.
None of that.
Mm.
Yeah, God, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we always go to Philippians 4:13.
Mm-hmm.
I can do
all things
through him who strengthens me.
Right.
And you say, who's got the power? He does, and he gave it to you.
And you know, and recognizing there is no failure in God.
In him. Come on, man.
Yeah.
None.
So, but you know, if we don't know the word, because, you know, that word is our, is going to direct us and guide us and comfort us and feed us and build us and strengthen us, going to build us up. But if we don't know it, you know, we got different vitamins you can take for different things.
Yes.
But if you don't know it, or if you heard of it, but you don't go and seek it out and take it, it won't do anything for you. This word is vitamin. This word is nourishment. This word is alive. This word is living. God has given us his word. Okay.
He has. I love these. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verses 3 and 4. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life
and
godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. When I read that, I always think about the DNA of God, his divine nature being in us. And when we recognize that we have his DNA in us, then we can fully say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Why? Because his DNA, his divine nature is in us.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. In that sense, I was reading something today, and at first we had the DNA of Adam.
Yes.
And that DNA brought us sinfulness.
Sinfulness, yes.
But when we were born
again
of the Spirit, we have the DNA of God, which brings us righteousness.
Yes.
And that's the difference. That's the difference in being born again.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And with that, it says that by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature. He's gifted us. I was looking at something, I don't know when it was, maybe it was yesterday. I was thinking about the gift package, and I think it was yesterday, and it was talking about how all of the fivefold ministry is a part of the gift package that we get when we are born again. As we get the Holy Spirit, the package comes with us, and God will put leverage on any one of those gifts. Now, some people are called to a specific office, but at any point in time, because that gift resides on the inside of you, the Spirit of God can put leverage on that gift, and you can do whatever it is that's associated with it. That's a part of his divine plan for our lives, to be able to move and be and have our being in him, being able to flow in what he puts leverage on in our lives. to position us for the greatness that's been put inside of us. And I think so many times, ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit, we're not empowered, or we don't feel empowered, because we're too busy trying to compare ourselves to what we see in someone else.
Right, right. You know, it's amazing you're talking about the gifts, because we talked about that in Sunday school this morning. And,
amen,
of course, Adam, to go to 1 Corinthians 12, which talks about the gifts of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And I use an example, you know, that Holy Spirit is in me, and with four or five others, Holy Spirit is in you, and you, and you, and you.
Mm-hmm.
I say, is it a different spirit? It's the same spirit in each of us.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is the same. I said, but he brings different gifts. And so I said, okay, this gift of word of wisdom is yours. This gift of knowledge is yours. This gift of faith is yours. This gift of healing is yours.
Mm-hmm.
I say, now, all right, if someone comes into this room and bring five different gifts, they give each one of us a separate gift, something different.
Mm-hmm.
But it was that one person bringing all of the gifts.
Same source. Same source.
Yeah. And I said, and they might give me two, might give you three. But we all get the gifts from the same one. So Holy Spirit is the gift giver. He's the one that brings the diversities of gifts and bring them for us. I said they don't belong to us. They belong to him.
Yes.
And for us to do the work of the ministry,
amen,
the work of the kingdom.
Amen.
So we were
amen
talking about that. So if Holy Spirit in me can identify with Holy Spirit in you, and then we come together, that's a power of agreement.
Yes.
And when we can come in agreement, there's nothing we can't accomplish for the Lord.
Nothing we can't accomplish. Nothing. Nothing.
Absolutely
not
nothing.
A thing.
Yeah.
That we can't
accomplish.
Not a thing. Not a thing. And you say, is there anything too hard for God? It's not too hard for God, and it's not too hard for you. How about that?
Right. That's right. Right.
It's not too hard for God, and it's not too hard for you. Why? Because his spirit dwells within you.
One spirit, one Lord, same God over all. That's why you can't separate them.
Can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cannot.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
On the line, we're just sharing and empowering with our favorite scripture or a passage that speaks to us. If you have one that you'd like to share, please press one and we'll bring you live on the call. Honey, did you have another one? That he just sit here smiling like, nope. And I know
he didn't really get to talk about his, Apostle. We've been talking about his. He didn't get to talk about it.
He said, no, thank you. No, thank you.
You
no,
know,
thank
there
you.
Are just so many. If I think about the Gospel of John and Jesus talking about the fact that the works that he did that we can do also.
Yes,
and then
yes.
talking about not leaving us comfortless and that he was going to send Holy Spirit.
John 14, 12.
He's talking about how Holy Spirit is going to take what belonged to Jesus and give it to us. Because Jesus said, it is important that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Comforter won't come.
Yes.
And then I also think about that our life is hidden in Christ. I think about the scripture that said he's seated on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. Oh, my God. When you start thinking about that, you know, I'm not going to leave you alone. You know, nothing is going to separate you from my love, death, hell, prince of nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing is going to separate us from him.
Nothing will. And then he reminds us in Isaiah 40:31, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength.
Come
I know
on
somebody
now.
Listening is tired right now, and you say, God, I done about lost it all. He says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They
come
shall
on,
not
come on, Apostle.
With the wings like eagles, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on, listeners, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You might be feeling out right now, but wait on the Lord. Wait
be
on the
of
Lord.
Good courage.
Be of good courage. He's going to allow you to mount up with wings as eagles. And we know that eagles soar.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles soar. They go high above anything else. They soar. Come on now. Run and not get weary. Some of us walking, and we walking slow and still weary. But he said, you're going to run and not get weary. You're going to walk and not faint.
Not
I
faint.
Take that literally, sis. I take that literally.
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes I feel like I'm about to pass out. And the Lord
But it can
said,
only be done
uh-uh,
through the power of God.
Up.
Yeah,
mm-mm.
yeah.
Mm-mm.
Woo! I tell you,
I'm about
boy,
to mount you up.
Mount you up with wings as eagles. And, you know, the eagles soar above the storm.
Yes, they do.
You know, we can rise above the storms in our lives.
Yes, they even allow the wind of the storm to carry them, so they don't have
right,
to, they don't
right.
have
get
to
up under their
any
wings.
Energy whatsoever.
The
storm carries them.
Ah.
Come on.
Ah, come on now.
Oh, God, thank you. We see the storm, and we start
just thinking for his word, right?
We start getting all worked up when we see the storm. How about you let the storm carry you? You're trusting God. Let the storm carry you. Oh, my God, I thank you. He said, your strength will be renewed.
Like
your
the eagle.
Will be renewed. Come on. I know somebody is listening now. You may listen later, and you feel weary. Baby, the Lord is saying your strength will be renewed. If you would just wait on him, trust him, rely on him. We already told you, he was like, I'm going to be right there with you. Be strong, be courageous, don't fret. I'm going to be right there. I'm going to be your good shepherd. I'm going to take care of you. I ain't even going to let nothing get in to get to you. How about that? That's why you have angels on assignment that are covering you, and that's why it's important to know the word of God and to pray. Cover yourself. Don't leave yourself wide open. Yeah, somebody might be praying for you, but pray for yourself too. Put him in remembrance of his word concerning you. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I'm excited. I'm excited. Because the word is good. It's good for us. It's good. When the Bible tells us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The word of God. The word was written by men inspired by God. That's what it is. And it does us good.
For correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness. It said that the man of God, man or woman of God, may be fully equipped. That's what his word does. It's God breathed.
When you're fully equipped, you are renewed. Come on. And think about, you know, I see people who have old cars, and then they refurbish, or what they call it when they... You know what I'm talking about.
Those antique cars. Yeah, restore those cars.
Restore.
And
they take time and money and making
yes,
sure they put
do.
The right parts.
And you know how heavy those cars are.
Yes. They want to put the original parts in so that it keeps the value. Come on. When we allow the Spirit of God to do the original work over in us, we're even more valuable. Come on. He ain't going to just fix us up with some plastic pieces. No.
You know, he make us over. You know, we think about the potter and the wheel.
And
how he be shaping and fashioning that clay, you know, and beat it, and press it. And then he'll like, no, this ain't what I want. He'd go and take it off and swish it all together again. Make us over again. Hallelujah.
He smash it again. He pour water on it.
Yes. Fashion it the way he wants
it.
Yes. Yeah. Make me over, Lord. Make me over again.
Because that's who they are, made in my image and in my likeness, that they might show forth my glory in the earth. That's his desire for us. Ooh, Lord, thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
The word
thank
of God,
you, God
for the people of God.
the word of God, for the people of God.
Mm-hmm.
And just like we're sharing now, sometimes you need to just sit, take time to just sit with the word.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, we have all the resources that we even have Bibles that are now not alphabetical order according to the situation. You can get the Bible. I've got a Bible that if I'm looking for something about bullies, I look up bully and it gives me all the scriptures. That's how that Bible is. That's it. I don't know what you call it, but that's what it is. It's by
mm-hmm.
You can't say, well, I don't know what the words say. You got a computer? Type it in Google.
Yep.
What does the Bible say about this?
Look, we're in the age of where you can find anything about the word you want, and there's less and less people that are really studying the word.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say it appears to be.
It appears. Yeah.
Because, I mean, but one of the things that we did talk about was the Spirit. It said that Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and He
mm-hmm.
is. He allows us to discern truth from error.
Yes.
I told him, I said, you know, we can't rely on our pastors and preachers and prophets and evangelists and other people to always instruct us as to what is right and what is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We have to rely on Holy Spirit, that internal knower that discerns for us what is right and what is wrong.
Yes.
I said, and that's what He does.
Yeah.
I mean, and so a lot of times we hear things in the media, things when people are preaching, things that come forth that is not truth.
Yes.
And we don't have to accept it because Holy Spirit is the one that brings and teaches us what is true and what is false.
Amen. 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 And I'm so grateful. So grateful.
Amen. Oh, Apostle, we don't talk for 30 minutes already.
Just like that. It don't take long. When God is in it, He'll get it done.
Yes, He will. Yeah.
When God is in it, He will certainly get it done. And our assignment this segment was to just come and share, testify about the goodness of the Lord with the word of God so that you understand that when He blesses you, it was intentional. When He keeps you and you think you couldn't be kept, it was intentional. When He empowers you, when you feel like you have no power, it's intentional. And He tells us all these things in His word. And so what are we suggesting to you? That you become a student of the word. 2 Timothy tells us to study to show ourselves approval, working that need not be ashamed, right in dividing the word of truth.
Get
in the word. When you have situations in your life, when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling alone, whatever you're feeling, go to the word of God and let it empower you. Let it strengthen you. Let it be the fuel to keep you moving forward in God's will, plan, and purpose for your life.
Amen.
He said He'll be right there with you, and I take Him at His word. Amen.
At His word. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Linda. Thank you so much for joining us. Honey, thank you for being in the room. And callers, thank you so much for joining us for this segment of Empower to Empower Others. We ask that you join us again next week. If this was a blessing to you, hey, share it out or get your friends to join us again next week. As always, our desire is every day something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. Love and blessings.
Amen.
Next time.